Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Mary Toscano's art can be spare, delicate, and playful. Her new exhibit, Worry Lines, depicts the fences, the natural barriers, the lines that separate humans from nature and from one another. Joining me now to talk about her work and the artistic process is Mary Toscano. She joins me in studio. Mary, hi. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Mary Toscano is the exhibitions coordinator at the J. Willard Marriott Library and the Book Arts Program at the University of Utah. She has a BFA in printmaking and photography from the U, and her work has been shown throughout Utah, in Boston, and in Los Angeles. The exhibit Worry Lines opens this Saturday, March 17th. Is that right?
Yep.
At the Salt Lake City Main Library in the fourth floor gallery. The exhibit is free and open to the public. If you'd like to join our conversation about art and about Mary Toscano's art, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Mary Toscano, you grew up here in Salt Lake City. Who are your artistic influences here?
Well, I've been really lucky to sort of find I think a really great group of artists in this community, and I've collaborated with different people here. I mainly collaborate with Kara Despain. She also grew up here. And then going to the University of Utah, going through that art program in printmaking, that's a really strong community. You know, you work in the same shop, you use the same equipment, and I think just working with other people who are interested in really pushing themselves and working as a community has been a really great influence on my practice.
You studied printmaking and photography. How did that training, how is that translating into your current work?
Mostly right now I'm doing large drawings. And when I was working in printmaking, I did a lot of lithographs, which is a drawing technique. And I think it helped me that the printmaking process sort of helped me to hone my technical skills to, like, pay attention to details, because so much can go wrong when you're printmaking. There's so many steps, and, you know, you mess one up and it messes up the whole process. So that really helped me sort of focus and create, like, a pretty good system for working in my studio. So, and then photography, I take a lot of photographs for reference for my drawings, but I don't do straight photography anymore.
I look at your pieces, and I see a backstory, you know, a narrative to these. They're trying to tell things, stories. Is that intentional, and what kind of stories do you want to tell?
It is intentional. I'm really interested in how storytelling helps us process the sort of different things we take in all the time. So I'm a really avid reader of the Science Times. It comes out on Tuesdays, and I read it every week, and I keep them. I'm like a hoarder of that particular section of the paper.
Confessions of an Artist.
Yes. And I'll read those stories, and they sort of filter into my, you know, they filter into the other things that are happening during the day, and it all sort of goes in into the mix, and then it comes out as a story. And it could be a story about, like, I mean, one of the drawings in the show is of the Hoover Dam, and it sort of was sparked by a story I read about how earthquakes in the U.S. could cause all sorts of damage to dams. And I remember reading that and being like, oh, that's really scary, like, we should be doing something about that, and then turning the page of the newspaper and going on with my day, not thinking about it again till weeks later when I found that article. And so then it becomes like, well, the story I'm telling is about maybe ignoring those warnings. So that's what the piece becomes about.
And your drawings are very spare. They're sparse. They're mm-hmm. minimalist. There are a lot of kind of stark lines and images of people intersecting with nature. What are the stories that you're trying to say there? What are those themes about?
Well, I feel like growing up in Salt Lake, like, when people think about Utah, I think a lot of people get this, like, idea of, like, grand nature and interacting with nature in this really, like, beautiful and poetic way, but I feel like so many interactions with animals and nature are terrifying or at least awkward. And so a lot of my work with the people interacting with animals is really about that tension that, like, we want to feel like we're a part of nature and a part of this beauty, but are, because we've separated ourselves so much from it, that our interactions become awkward and maybe a little bit false. So
there are some great images in this new show. One with a gentleman who looks, I don't know, somewhat disaffected, standing in front of a fence that's being scaled by some raccoons.
Yes. that was the idea for that came to me when my husband was taking the trash out and he saw a raccoon, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, I missed the raccoon. And he's like, it was not cute. It wasn't a good experience, me and the raccoon. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should just feel lucky that I wasn't out there taking the trash out.
Mary Toscano, she is an artist. Her new exhibit is Worry Lines, which opens this Saturday at the Salt Lake City Main Library. It runs through April 27th. And Mary, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Next time, oh, as well as Jesse Ellis, of course. Next time, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.